This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Shout out to Lucas, the winner of the $50 Booth Creek Wahoo gift card. The world is your oyster now. Steaks, hamburger helper, tacos, Philly cheesesteak, meatloaf. A Wagyu meatloaf? Would that be like...
Oh, my.
Would that be like doing like an old-fashioned with Blanton's?
Yeah,
You just wouldn't use that meat for that?
That's a good point. Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to, I mean, go ahead. I mean, that meatloaf would last you and your family a month with how rich the Wagyu beef is. You don't need much of it, and it is so delicious. So get into that Booth Creek Wagyu and pick yourself up some steaks.
Oh, man. So... yesterday we kind of saw why maybe the Chiefs decided to sign George Karlaftis earlier than later.
Yep.
As Aiden Hutchinson got paid yesterday, I believe 4-year, $180 million extension for the defensive end for Detroit, not comparing the two players.
Right.
But you would think that that would set markets, which it will. Cause what TJ got signed. Now you got the guy that's looking at that contract is the guy that played in Cincinnati for now is going to be a free agent. And he's going to say, well, here's the deal. Now, again, Aiden Hutchinson, much younger than he is. But maybe when you look at this deal that the Chiefs gave George Karlaftis, because in reality, it's, I think Gold has told me this, it's really like a 2-year deal, and then they can decide where they go after the third year. But man, imagine if you didn't sign George. He's having a pretty good year this year, right? 4.5 sacks. He's right there with Aiden Hutchinson when it comes to pressures on the defensive line. And, you know, potentially could put up bigger numbers throughout the year, we would hope, especially with the addition of Mike Pinnell. Maybe that loosens things up as well. But, man, could you imagine if you didn't sign Karlaftis and then you're really handcuffed because now these contracts keep coming out?
It's a brilliant move by Brett Veach to get that contract signed. You identified a player that you want that's a really good football player, and you paid him before everybody else was going to get paid. And, you know, that's the beauty of the Chiefs. And I'm sure there are other organizations that have general managers that are competent. Most do not. Most organizations are kind of just running kind of by the seat of their pants at times, it seems like, right? Not this one. This one here in Kansas City has a plan for everything. And it's not just what they're doing here in Kansas City. It's surveying the landscape and seeing what's going to happen out there. That's why they got out of Tyreek Hill when they did, because they saw what was coming. Once Christian Kirk signed that contract, and then I think it was Devontae Adams, all of a sudden Tyreek Hill is like, all right, I want to be the highest paid wide receiver. The Chiefs read the room. They traded Tyreek Hill. They got draft picks back in return, and they started to cultivate their own young wide receivers because they said, we're not going to get into that game of overpaying to keep somebody here in Kansas City. Fast forward to where we are with George Karlaftis. They read the room. They knew Aiden Hutchinson was going to be coming due of a contract. They knew Michael Parson was doing his thing down in Dallas. They knew, you know, what was going to happen this coming offseason, and they wanted to be out there, and they wanted to be ahead of it, and that's what they did. And now they've saved so much money by getting George Karlaftis signed up in advance that now they can use that money that they may have had to pay him to maybe sign Trent McDuffie. Maybe it goes to signing, you know, a running back this offseason. Whatever, you know, position player you're thinking about or looking at, getting that George Karlaftis contract is great for so many reasons. One, you keep him here and he's a good football player. And two, you have signed him now before everybody else went out there and signed him. And you've saved yourself so much money by doing that and now have the ability to keep your team as good as it is, because you didn't have to drop $180 million to tie up one of your guys.
And they signed Karlaftis, I believe, like mid-July, because I was on vacation, and I remember seeing that contract. And I was like, wow, okay, so this is a pre-camp, you know, news drop.
Yep.
And I think that the text line brings up a good point, because the best thing about the Karlaftis deal is that he's actually playing well this year after signing. Because we always see this, like guys get paid, and maybe that drive isn't necessarily 100% there. It might be 90% there, but that 10% is massively huge.
Look,
in the
it's
NFL.
The hardest thing that these NFL GMs and Major League Baseball GMs have to do, and I've heard it from both sides of the parking lot. It's not paying the player. It's knowing when to pay the player and if that player is going to produce after he gets paid, or if he's just going to sit back like you're talking about, Dusty, and eat this bundt cake, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like how did that 10-year deal work out for Albert Pujols out in Anaheim, right? These long-term contracts, you got to make sure you're paying the right player who is still going to be motivated even though he already has the Benjamins. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do. It's hard to predict that. And so I'm with you on the George Karlaftis thing. He got paid, and he's playing great right now. He's on pace for double-digit sacks this season. And if he can get double-digit sacks, man, he's probably going to be going to the Chiefs going, kind of need a raise over here. So it's just so smart. We wonder why this team is always good. And a lot of the times people just, you know, low-hanging fruit. And meanwhile, behind the scenes, this team is signing George Karlaftis because they read what the market was going to be, saved themselves, 50 cents on the dollar or whatever it is, got a good player signed up, players happy with the contract, teams happy with the contract, and now you have money left over that you can go out there and sign other guys this offseason, like a Trent McDuffie or whoever else needs their new contract.
Mac, you like the George Karlaftis contract more and more, or are you still kind of on the same spot?
No, I loved it. I liked it when it happened, just as far as the value, because this is... we get so caught up in the, highest paid, this. It's like, dude, that's going to go away in the matter of no time. And you're talking about a guy who is a tier two, tier three-ish pass rusher, and that's going to look like a tier four contract in the matter of a year.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately, he's going to be one of the best bargains in the National Football League. And that's a player that maybe I have criticized in the past for certain things, but at the end of the day, this is a guy who's going to get better because he wants to. You can see this is a guy who just cares so much about the team and winning, but him and his individual football player, like, he wants to be better, and that's what this team thrives on. Guys who work, guys who grind.
Yeah, you got to have the perfect mindset. Again, as we've talked about with this team, if you don't have that mindset and you become a me player, and we're in this EGE mentality, if you're becoming a me player in this era, they're going
to
show you the door.
And
that's just kind of the way that it is, you know, with this organization. And so you kind of have to be a special player to play here in Kansas City. You have to be a player that doesn't care about their own accolades, that they just care about the accolades of this team. And I'll say that till I'm blue in the face. We just don't have those selfish players here. And when we do see a selfish player, we don't see them here for very long. They're gone and they're sent on their merry way. And then they can go rot in Miami or wherever they're sending them off to. So I'm kind of with Mac on this one. You know, you sign that kid and he's playing really good football right now. And he's a presence out there. You notice him on almost every defensive play. And so it's going to go down as a great bargain for the Chiefs. We're going to be talking about this contract, I think, for a while. Go, man, that bargain they got with Karlaftis really helped because they were able to go out and do this now and sign this player long-term because they saved all that money by not getting into that bidding war in the offseason with Karlaftis.
Karlaftis does very well with Chris Jones playing with him, right? Aiden Hutchinson does not have a Chris Jones playing next to him. Might have somebody similar. But Mike Pennell back in Kansas City, does this create help for Chris Jones? Because we just talk about George Karlaftis, who, by the way, is 24 years
old. Yeah, and he's already on his second contract.
Right.
Love it.
Pay your way to play.
Yeah.
Or play your way to pay. And we talk about how Jones helps Karlaftis. Does Pennell necessarily help Jones?
Well, did you guys see the reaction video yesterday?
Yeah, they're doing the dance in the corner.
They're excited and all kinds of fired up. And I asked you guys this more.
Pot smoking celebration there? Tell me what that is. A little hand shimmy, hey Arnold, and straight to the dude.
Well, there's a texter back in the day who had something to say about that. But I will say when I'm looking at Chris Jones now, and I'm asking you guys this more than me because you guys are more of the stats guys, Now that Mike Pinnell is back and you essentially gave Chris Jones what he wanted, you know, as a parent, fine, I'll take you to the concert if you shut up, you know? Fine, we'll get you Mike Pinnell if you shut up, right? That's what this is reminiscent of. But now the expectation, I think, if you're the organization, all right, Chris, we got your guy. Let's not have another game where we don't have any sacks or we're standing around picking our nose, watching the quarterback kind of run into the end zone. So I believe now the production should pick up and better pick up from Chris Jones because they gave him the player that they wanted, that he wanted alongside. So what do you guys think, like production-wise for Chris Jones? It should be on an uptick, right?
Yeah, I want to see him hit number 17 this week.
Yeah.
I want to see him cause some problems in that backfield because James Cook's back there. I want to see them not have the time. I want to see Josh Allen when he tries to do those, you know, misdirections and then take it right up the middle and all of a sudden there's 95 there because Pinnell took a guy, Karlaftis took a guy. You don't have enough guys to take on Chris Jones at that moment. I want to see the pressure happen. We saw it from How About Those Chiefs podcast, right? He said 30 defensive snaps where he was trying to get the quarterback zero pressures. First time that had happened since 21 in the Pittsburgh Steelers playoff game. So that is an anomaly. Bringing Mike Pinnell up the attitude up, which not that he needs that, but, you know, it's like your boy's back. Mm-hmm. Hey, like, let's get after it. We know what we have. We know what tendencies we have. Hey, Mike, I know when you're going to do this. I'm going to do this, and nobody can stop that. So
yeah, I just expect more production out of Chris Jones now.
I honestly don't expect anything different.
No.
I think it's going to stay the same, which to me has been really good. I think Chris Jones had a great season, but I mean, yeah, I expect what you said, Dusty. Like, I'd expect that without Mike Pinnell. Like,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get in 17's face, wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to cause that much of a difference from a pass rush perspective, but the run defense will be even better, but they were already ahead of a lot of teams in that category.
So you just get that much better. Get an embarrassment of riches maybe going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.